This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
This is Selena Hensley, reading Just As It Should Be. Doggy! My daughter cried as we entered the final wing of the pound. It was noisy, full of sounds of clicking, whirring, and the occasional grinding of gears as various cyber pets tried everything to get our attention. Actually, that one was originally a monkey-raptor hybrid. The attendant seemed a little bit embarrassed. He's always been responsive, never harmed a staff member or another pet, but what? I asked, as my daughter knelt in front of a creature's cage. Keep your hand flat, I reminded her. No poking fingers. I know, she said, with all the patience a four-year-old could muster. You're probably better off with one of the actual dogs from the Alpha Wing, the attendant suggested. But something about this poor creature, primate head, exposed skull, cybernetic attachments as well as prosthetic limbs, reptilian, well, almost avian claws, and a furry, wagging tail pulled at the heartstrings made you feel sorry for it. The truth, please, I asked softly. Why is he still here? Hybrids have been forbidden since... That's part of it. He's licensed. You don't have to worry about that, but his skull reads human to some. It's why primate hybrids were the first to be banned. I remember, I said. After the alien attack, life on Earth had changed. Not just our way of living, but life itself. Something about nanites in the water and soil recoding our DNA. Animals, humans, all had begun being born with cybernetic parts. It had taken a decade to restore the original gene sequences. Meanwhile, adoption agencies were full of these adapted children, some of whom would never find loving homes. And the animal shelters were just as bad. It used to be that big black dogs were the ones to languish. Now, it was the cyber pets. But the hybrids, those were the most pitiful of all. They were the results of lab tests gone wrong, and most were put out of their misery on sight. Too bad, really. They were good pets, even if they were disturbing to look at. He was originally a service pet for a politician's little girl, if that helps, the attendant said. She went to college and couldn't take him, and he missed her so much. He would climb up on the roof and gargoyle for days. Rain, snow, heat. It was really sad. Rehoming him was the humane choice. Those claws, though. We've had him in the staff lounge lots of times. He's never harmed the furniture. Katie, wouldn't you rather have the retriever we saw earlier? I was pretty certain my daughter had already chosen, but I had to ask. My daughter shook her head, her hair swinging to reveal the cybernetic reinforcements in her neck. They reinforced her whole spine, but you couldn't tell when she was wearing clothes. Dougie, she said firmly. I sighed. I guess we'll take him. Does he have a name? Pierre, the attendant said. Previous owner was certain all monkeys were French, even hybrids. I'll fetch a leash and she can bond with him while we do the paperwork. No need, I said. The attendant released Pierre from his cage, and the creature went right to my daughter's left side. She extended her hand, hovering over the pet's back, and a cable snaked out of her palm, connecting to Pierre's link port. I smiled, looking at the two of them. Just a little girl and her monkey raptor thing. Just as it should be.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.